Rosie on the house. Doing what we can to improve the quality of life around your home. We're talking pest control with Blue Sky Pest Control. Operating in the greater Maricopa County area of Arizona. Y'all got a special offer for the Rosie on the House listeners today and today only.
Yes, so if you
appreciate y'all doing that.
Oh, I mean, knows what?
You know, we invite you in to talk about a problem, it's not like we expect you to give away the farm.
Well, we're happy to do it, and that's for Rosie listeners for today until noon. We are offering an initial flush-out service for $49 when somebody joins on to a regular treatment plan for general pest control. So that would cover your general ants, scorpions, black widows, spiders, general pests.
All right. There you go. We're going to go above the category of general pests with this next caller. Caller from Scottsdale has a particular question on... Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What are you dealing with?
There have been coyotes roaming around in my neighborhood. I have a block wall fence, but I have two gates that are wooden, and I have a little dog, and I don't want the coyotes to get back there and get my dog. So do you have any suggestions on how I can keep them out without having to replace my gates?
I'll tell you, until recently, I would have thought this was a fairly silly question. Our neighbor in Scottsdale had coyotes come over her back wall and just about take her puppy apart, spent lots of money getting stitched up at the veterinarian. I'm seeing more and more urban coyotes than I've ever seen. So, Curtis, coyotes. Huh?
We're actually not the wildlife specialist per se, but okay. But hey, exclusion is going to be similar for a lot of things. If there's gaps underneath the fence that they could crawl under, mm-hmm. or start digging, there are ways to help keep that out. But we also have some respected companies that we refer people to for coyote removal or trapping.
And if you're in an HOA, that's something where you may not have to battle it yourself. You can go to the HOA to say, this is a structural systemic problem around our neighborhood, where they may be able to implement a trapping program to try to trap some of those coyotes and get them out of there, as opposed to you just trying to tackle that all by yourself.
Great point. Excellent point. We're certainly seeing it more than I have ever seen it. And boy, when our neighbor's dog got attacked, my dogs, shortly thereafter, and I think I told this story last time you guys were on, shortly thereafter, my dogs were going nuts. And we have this wash in the backyard. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to go out there and see what it is. And it was night, and I took a flashlight. And as I rounded the corner and shined the flashlight, it was actually a small herd of javelina. There were 8 javelina back there.
Wow.
So, I mean, it is the urbanization of wildlife in the greater Scottsdale area, seeing more and more of it all the time. Well, guys, we sure appreciate y'all coming in. I'm going to squeeze in one more question from Roland in Gilbert on ants. And then we want to wrap up one more time with your generous offer.
Okay.
Roland from Gilbert wants to talk about ant control.
All right. Well,
he's going to get an answer.
What are we going to?
I'm going to ask the question for him.
How do I get rid of ants?
Now, ants are a prolific colonizer, and so but there's definitely things that can attract them more. So depending on what's in the yard but when you have ants, you can do different things. You can bait for them. You can also use a non-repellent to effectively control them and just to keep on top of them. And so for a period of time, you can be ant-free. But it's something you want to keep on top of in regular bait or use a non-repellent to take care of ants.
All right.
And another thing they can do is make sure that you don't have aphids and whatnot, because those secrete honeydew, which attracts ants. So other little insects that sometimes can attract them.
That's a complicating factor.
Yep.
That is a complicating factor.
There's a lot of variables.
There are a lot of variables. Incredible. All right, one more time the offer before we have to sign off.
So if you call in today before 12 o'clock, you can get an initial flush-out service for $49 if you join onto a regular treatment plan, and that would be covering the general pests, so scorpions, ants, crickets, earwigs, black widows, and we'd be happy to take care of you.
All right. Blue Sky Pest Control, Ben Rosie certified. I think if we looked it up, it'd be close to 7 or 8 years. We've got incredible feedback from all their customers about how great a service they do. You guys are great partners. We certainly appreciate your efforts in taking care of our friends, the Arizona homeowners.
Thank you, Rosie.
And if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, under the pest control or the extermination category, you'll find Blue Sky. And like all of our partners, when you click there, you can see how long they have been a partner. 2008.
Okay. I want y'all to stay tuned next week. We're going to be talking about the difference between buying a new home and an old home. And we're going to have experts in talking about solar power and what the newest, latest hearing at the Arizona Corporation Commission means to you, the Arizona homeowner. Now, until next week, if you're looking for us, you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. And if you'd like to get our newsletter that gives you a prompt as to what the upcoming topics are this particular Saturday, go to the website. Sign on to become a subscriber to the email newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. Facebook, blog, we're all over. Look for us. You find us, we'll help you. In the meantime, have a great, great week.